Welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, June 23, 2025, and we have a lineup of nonprofit headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
California's donor milk law creates need for more milk donors as demand surges 30%. Mother's Milk Bank California is facing a 30% surge in demand for donor milk following the implementation of California's Assembly Bill 3059. This surge in demand has put vulnerable newborns at risk of going without essential nutrition. The Human Milk Bill mandates insurance coverage for pasteurized donor human milk, making it more accessible. However, the increased demand is straining the current supply, leading to potential delays for families in need. Eligible nursing mothers are urged to donate to help meet the growing needs of medically fragile newborns. To make donating easier, Mother's Milk Bank California now offers virtual donor screenings on Saturdays and at-home milk pickup services in select counties. For more information on how to donate, visit their website or call 1-877-375-6645. State Roundup. Black leaders want more held accountable on racial wealth gap. Moore announces Just Communities to help historic disinvestment. Black leaders are calling for Governor Wes Moore to be held accountable, stating that the racial wealth gap cannot be closed without discussing reparations. Meanwhile, Governor Moore has unveiled a new initiative called Just Communities to address historic disinvestment in over 400 communities across Maryland. In other news, Juneteenth celebrations in Annapolis are facing challenges as sponsors withdraw support, causing a loss of $150,000. Additionally, Elktonia Carr's Beach Shoreline Restoration Project is underway to honor its African American history. Governor Moore also announced $4 million in grants to boost construction workforce development programs. State Senator Charles Sidnor has decided to skip the Baltimore County executive race and run for another term in the Senate. Isha Braveboy has appointed George Nader as the next Prince George's County Police Chief. Maryland's Equity Office is facing delays in rolling out cannabis community fund programs. Federal immigration agents are clashing with residents in the Baltimore region involving local police. Senator Jeff Waldstreicher is running for re-election to the Maryland Senate, and the Howard County Council is set for significant changes after the 2026 election. Aberdeen is offering social services instead of jail time for low-level offenders and those in need. Lastly, FEMA is assessing the damage from flash flooding in Western Port and Launaconing. Maryland is waiting for the results.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.